Whoa, right then, 5 p.m. Wednesday, time for American Hit Radio, the 90.3 WHPC. I'm your host, Tom Ryan, for the next hour. I want to thank you for tuning in and joining us. I mean my lovely wife and co-host as well, Heidi Morales Ryan, is here, except we have an error with the music. Really?
I don't know what's going on there.
Let me see. Let's maybe try taking it out again. As you know, what we do every Wednesday, usually, if we don't have errors, is we play songs from two different lists that we have. We have the top 500 good. Of the top 40. It's not good, but it came up with the song titles.
It did do that.
I saw them.
Yes. Well, it came up. It says it's got 12 things on there, but...
That's exactly how many I've got on the playlist.
Yes.
The album I am trying to play came out in September of 1970. It was a number one album by Santana called Abraxas. And perhaps what I can do, if you have trouble, is I will try to cue it up in a different way. If we want to go back to the theme song for a little bit, it might be a bit odd. But if we play the theme, perhaps we can, I'll get to work and I'll see what I can find. Okay? Stay tuned in. Just bear with us a little bit, folks. We have a technical problem. We'll solve this right away. Thank you. Right, so sorry about that. I think we have things under control. It's a bit odd. You know what happens here these days? I mean, we've got, this is technology for you. Everything is digital. I used to be coming in here with vinyl albums and it would always work. Never had problems playing the albums. But when you have a digital file, I'm not even a CD. We're past CDs now and everything now is on these little like digital drives. And sometimes they come up with errors. So I don't know what that's about. But I mentioned that we're going to be playing the album Abraxas. Now, by the time Santana got around to recording this album, which was their second, they were already superstars, easily climbing to number one on Billboard's album charts. This is the album now. This is after they had appeared at Woodstock and made their first album such a huge smash. It was almost guaranteed that this album was going to be equally huge. And in fact, it was even bigger. It features the same potent formula of Latin music mixed with jazz influences and a little bit of blues. And obviously the band hit on a formula that had heretofore gone completely, not only unrecognized, but unheralded. It would have been, most people considered it to be completely uncommercial. At one point, Carlos Santana was told to keep his day job, quite literally. And yet, at this point in time with this album, he has the number one album in the nation. Obviously, for the time being, they were one of a kind doing what they were doing. And Abraxas captures the band at an artistic and commercial peak. This is the opening track from the album, written by one of the band's percussionists. The band had three different percussionists. And this was written by one of the three. And the song is called Singing Winds, Crying Beasts. Thank you. There you have it, a pretty spacey, jazzy track by Santana. That's Singing Winds, Crying Beasts. The track itself was, as I said, written by one of the band's percussionists. His name was Michael Carabello, or Carabello. Played conga, which maybe is a bit obvious when you listen to the track. It sounds like it was written by a conga player. The other percussionist in the band, of course, was drummer Michael Shreve, and another percussion player who played mostly timbales, sometimes conga as well, and that was Jose Areas, or Chipito Areas. So that was the layout for the percussion side of the band. That Carlos is obviously was a big fan of jazz playing and also like rock and roll at the same time. So it's really interesting for his hit, what he actually did here for the next track was he blended a song that basically a rock tune from the rock era, actually a song that goes back to Peter Green era Fleetwood Mac, and he mixed it with a track that is actually a jazz song going back to a member of Chico Hamilton's band back in the 60s. His name was Gabor Jabot. So what Santana decided to do, what Carlos was doing here, is he basically took the two tracks, welded them together, and ended up with one of the biggest hits of the band's career, and a song that most people find it hard to believe was originally a Santana, well, excuse me, it was originally even me, I guess, by the way I'm saying it, originally belonged to Fleetwood Mac, because it's so identified with the band Santana on this version from the album Abraxas. Here, then, is Black Magic Woman segueing into Gypsy Queen on 90.3 WHPC.
Magic woman, I've got a black magic woman. she's a black magic woman. She's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic.
Right then, Black Magic Woman and Gypsy Queen, off of the album Abraxas by Santana, released in September 1970. This was a number one album. This is what makes 70s so interesting. I mean, when else could an album like this have gone to number one? If it came out now, I don't even know if it would chart, because it just isn't. There's just not enough diversity in the music scene, really. But in 1970, diversity was king. And this is and this album goes all over the place. In fact, the next track is another huge hit from the album, from the era. It's a Tito Puente song called Oye Como Va. Has a lot less brass than Tito Puente's original version and a lot more guitar. Puente himself was very flattered by Carl Santana taking his song and doing it. He has a very interesting quote. This is what he has to say about it. Tito Puente's words here. Everybody's heard of Santana. Santana, beautiful Santana. He put our music, Latin rock, around the world, man. And I'd like to thank him publicly because he recorded a tune and he gave me credit as the composer of the tune. So since that day, all we play is Santana music. Thank you, Tito Puente. Here then is Santana's version of his song, Oye Como Va, on 90.3 WHPC. Right. Oye, ¿cómo va? You can tell that they got three percussionists on that one, can't you? The band's got six members. So if three of them are dedicated to percussion, you pretty much know what you're going to get. I mean, David Brown played bass. Greg Rowley played keyboards. He was also the lead singer. Eventually, Greg Rowley is one of the guys that went on to form Journey. And in the beginning, he was the lead vocalist there. That was until Steve Perry came along. Now I believe that... He's an occasional performer with the Ringo Starr's All-Star Band on occasion. Greg Rowley. But of course, okay, besides David Brown and Greg Rowley, the only other person playing an instrument, you know, a notational instrument is Carlos Santana on lead guitar. So that's that. Now, the next track up is an instrumental. It's called Incident at Nishapur, which I kind of said Nishapur, I think, is what happened where Napoleon was defeated by in Nishapur, which is up in Haiti, I believe. And it was something that Santana had been reading about, and he thought that that would be a pretty cool thing to try to convey musically, since it was so important historically. The song was written by Carl Santana with a piano player. Alberto Gianquinto is his name. He plays piano on this track. So he actually, for this song, the band actually has 7 members. Here then it is, Incident at Nishapur on 90.3 WHPC. We'll be right back. reading words by Carlos Santana about that song is some interesting information. What he says is, Neshabur is where the army of Toussaint Louverture, who was a black revolutionary, defeated Napoleon in Haiti. Okay, I was right about that part. So that's what it's about. I think by writing songs like Incident at Neshabur, we felt we were our own kind of revolutionary. Alberto Gianquinto, our piano player on Abraxas, helped us a lot putting it together. The first part of the music is from Horace Silver's Señor Blues, and the slow part, what we just heard there, is actually them taking the music from Aretha Franklin's version of This Girl's in Love with You and turning it around to their own cause. Very cool. Now, again, we had that technical issue in the beginning. I apologize for that. But if we did bring in our vinyl, this is where we'd be flipping the album. So give me a second then while we prepare ourselves to technically flip over the side, and I'll let you know that you're listening to American Hit Radio on 90.3 WHPC. Heidi and I are here every Wednesday and Friday between 5 and 6.
Up next.
Doing some sort of history. And by the way, up next, thank you for reminding me, Heidi, Zach Turkel is coming in at 6, as he always does on Wednesdays after us. And he's doing his classic countdown, which is going to be an anniversary show of what was happening on the pop charts on this date. And the year that he has picked for today's show is 1983. I was looking over some of the songs. They're going to be very entertaining. So stay tuned. You'll hear a couple of interesting things there between 6 and 7 p.m. with Zach. All right, records flipped over. We're ready to play the tracks from side two of the album, starting with this song called Se Acabó, written by José Areas, one of the percussionists.
Se acabó.
How was that?
Se acabó. It's finished.
Oh, yeah? That's what it means? It means it's finished?
Yes.
How about that? Didn't even get started yet on 90.3 WHPC.
Thank you.
Se acabó. If I'm saying it right or not, I don't know. Heidi's got her Spanish on right now. You should be announcing this album instead of me because I'm going to total myrtleize this. But that's written by the band's other percussionist, Jose Arias. Now, you'd think, I always got the impression that Carlos Santana ruled the band with sort of an iron fist of some sorts. But it seems to me when you really analyze this album that the band was really quite democratic. The songwriters are... Songs are credited to everybody. Like we already mentioned, like the percussionists get sole writing credit for two tracks on the album. Really, the only people who don't get their individual writing credits are the bass player and the drummer. But there are songs that are credited to the band entirely on some on the instrumental tracks. So that goes a long way there as well. We haven't heard anything yet written by Greg Rolie, so I guess it's time that it comes up here. This track is entitled Mother's Daughter, second song up on side two of the album Abraxas from September of 1970 when it was released, the number one album late in the summer of that year. Here's Mother's Daughter on 90.3 WHPC. Heavier rockers on the album, Mother's Daughter by Greg Rowley from the album Abraxas by Santana. We're playing the entire album in the course of this hour, part of our series of the top 500 of the top 40, where we picked out 500 of our favorite albums that managed to chart somewhere on Billboard's top 40 pop album charts. This one easily makes it because it was a number one album. Huge in its time. I'll be honest, I think the album's a bit underrated now. I don't think we hear it often enough because, as you can tell, as I'm playing my way through this album, it's consistently excellent. It's an album that really does deserve to be on a list of great albums. So I'm thoroughly enjoying doing this right now. The next track up is a band effort. This is the instrumental I was talking about that's credited to the entire band. And you can just hear just how great everybody is at what they do on this song. Percussion and, of course, the guitar of Carlos himself. It's called Samba Pa' Ti on 90.3 WHPC. Thank you. as it fades into the distance. Samba Party, one of the instrumental tracks from the album, which is nonetheless also a very lyrical song. It's very, one of the prettier songs on the album. Well, we've almost done the entire album. We may have time for a bonus track at this rate. I'm learning. I was very upset with myself a couple of shows ago when I was playing Neil Young album after the Gold Rush. And I knew it was a short album, so I was filling in a couple of spots with stories and ended up having to, like, edit part of the album. And I hate when I do that, so I'm sure that, luckily, that won't be happening.
I'll play that missed track now.
Well, we didn't miss anything. We just had to edit it a little bit. But let's see. The album ends with a track that was actually the B-side of Black Magic Woman as a single. That song was edited down to be a hit single for the band. And on its B-side was this track, again, written by Greg Rowley, called Hope You're Feeling Better. Well, let that segue into another track written by one of the percussionists called El Nicoya. It's a short little minute and a half thing, so why not? We'll put them together here on 90.3 WHPC, the closing tracks from the album Abraxas. And there it is. But an album that certainly rates as my personal favorite album by Carlos Santana, Abraxas, the band's second album, number one album in late summer of 1970, released in September. We heard it in its entirety here on 90.3 WHPC. Now, we do have a little bit of extra time. When the album was released on CD or re-released on CD, everybody, you know, in order to get people interested, of course, to maybe buy it again, they always added on a couple of things. And on the re-released version of the album, they had added three live tracks. And one of them was a song called Toussaint L'Ouverture, which, of course, is related to Incident at Neshabur, because that was the name of the person and where it happened. It was all, as we told the story earlier. Well, that's, I don't have the live version now because of the way that my thumb drive screwed up earlier, but we do have a copy of the track Toussaint L'Ouverture, which we can play, because the song did appear on Santana 3, the band's third album. Actually, it was just simply called Santana, but everybody knows it as Santana 3. So we'll leave you then with this track from Santana 3 as a bonus for our playing the album Abraxas. Take care, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be here on Friday playing the end of Quadrophenia. So we'll see you then. Take care. We'll be right back.
90.3 double.